This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 387 for Wednesday, May 11th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed Wednesday morning. The nearby July contract holding on to small gains, up $1.30 at $1,136.80 per ton. The new crop months all lower, November down 70 cents at $1,075.50 per ton. Strength in crude oil today is providing some spillover support for world vegetable oil markets, with advances in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil underpinning the Canadian oilseed. However, European rapeseed futures were slightly softer. The Canadian dollar is firmer, up about half a cent, recovering after hitting 18-month lows yesterday. That strengthening currency pressured canola. Mixed weather conditions across the Canadian prairies are keeping some caution in the futures, as rains in the forecast should cause further seeding delays in the eastern parts of the region. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher. The rally in crude oil and broad strength in world equity markets after a sell-off earlier this week provided support. Soybeans up 19 cents in the July contract at $16.12 per bushel. The USDA releases its monthly supply-demand report tomorrow, with the agency's first projections for the 2022 crop included in the report. Pre-report positioning is expected to be a feature through today's activity. The slow pace of U.S. soybean seeding did remain supportive, although soybeans can go in the ground later than corn, and some intended corn area could yet be switched into beans. Corn futures are higher, up 13 cents in the July contract at $7.88 per bushel. Tightening old crop corn carryout numbers are expected in tomorrow's report, with a wide range of estimates for the new crop. Adjustments to South America's production estimates will be followed closely, with downward revisions to both Brazil and Argentina's corn crops expected. Wheat futures are higher across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat up 29 cents in the July contract at $12.42 per bushel. Kansas City up 23 cents in July at $11.98 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 26 cents in the July contract at $11.19 per bushel. Ongoing planting delays for spring wheat in the north remained supportive for the Minneapolis futures, while hot and dry weather to the south underpinned winter wheat. Average guesses ahead of tomorrow's report call for an upward revision to U.S. wheat ending stocks. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine does remain a feature in the background of the wheat market. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, May 11th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.